KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Iowa State earned a number 8 seed for the NCAA tournament, and they'll play 9th-seeded Connecticut in Louisville on Thursday. It's the first NCAA tournament bid in 7 years for the Cyclones, who were knocked out of the Big 12 tournament by Texas. The Cyclones have never faced Connecticut, which won the NCAA title last season. The winner of that game would likely face top-seeded Kentucky on Saturday. Iowa State celebrated its selection to the tournament with a watch party at Hilton Coliseum. A crowd of roughly 1,500 cheered wildly when the Cyclones' seed was shown on the scoreboard hanging over center court. Tip-off against Connecticut Thursday, set for 8:20 p.m. Central Time. It'll be televised on TBS. Creighton coach Greg McDermott says his Blue Jays deserved a 5th or 6th seed in the NCAA tournament. Instead, the selection committee made Creighton a number 8 seed in the Midwest Regional. If the Blue Jays beat number 9 Alabama Friday in Greensboro, North Carolina, and top-seeded North Carolina wins its game against either Lamar or Vermont, then a Doug McDermott-Harrison Barnes matchup will be set for Sunday. McDermott, the Creighton star, and the Tar Heels Barnes were teammates on the powerful Ames High team that won 53 straight games and made national headlines when Barnes was the nation's top recruit in 2010. The 19th-ranked Blue Jays won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament to grab the league's automatic NCAA bid. Kentucky is the top seed in the tournament. They have the number 1 overall seed as they spend most of the season atop the Associated Press poll, losing just once since December 10th. Kentucky heads up the South region. Syracuse is the number 1 seed in the East. North Carolina, number 1 in the Midwest. And Michigan State has come away with top honors in the West. Duke has the 2nd seed in the South, followed by Baylor, Indiana, and Wichita State. UNLV is 6th, ahead of Notre Dame, Iowa State, Connecticut, and Xavier. Colorado is 11th in the West, followed by Virginia Commonwealth, New Mexico State, South Dakota State, and Lehigh. Mississippi Valley State and Western Kentucky will square off to earn the right to take on Kentucky in the second round. Missouri is number 2 in the West, followed by Marquette, Louisville, and New Mexico. 6th-seeded Murray State is followed by Florida, Memphis, St. Louis, and Virginia. Colorado State is number 11 ahead of Long Beach State and Davidson. BYU and Iona share the 14th seed, and they'll meet in the first round with the winner taking on Marquette. Number 15 Norfolk and LIU Brooklyn round out the West seeds. The 2nd seed in the East is Ohio State, followed by Florida State, Wisconsin, and Vanderbilt. 6th seed Cincinnati is ahead of Gonzaga, Kansas State, Southern Mississippi, and West Virginia. Texas, Harvard, Montana, St. Bonaventure, Loyola of Maryland, and UNC Asheville round out a bracket that doesn't have a first-round game. The Midwest will have 2 first-round games. Cal and South Florida will square off as the 12th seeds, and Lamar will take on Vermont for the right to take on North Carolina. Kansas is the 2nd seed in the Midwest, followed by Georgetown, Michigan, and Temple. San Diego State is 6th, ahead of St. Mary's, Creighton, Alabama, and Purdue. North Carolina State is 11th, Ohio is 13th, Belmont 14th, and Detroit is seeded 15th. Well, top-ranked Kentucky and number 4 North Carolina have capped a crazy weekend of college basketball by losing their conference tournament finals. Those outcomes make Missouri the only top 7 team in the Associated Press poll to head to the NCAA tournament on a winning streak. Unranked Vanderbilt upset the Wildcats while winning the SEC tourney for the first time since capturing the event in 1951. Jeffrey Taylor scored 18 points, and the Commodores didn't allow a field goal over the final 8 minutes to beat Kentucky 71-64. John Jenkins and Festus Azili both had 17 points, helping Vanderbilt halt the Wildcats' 24-game winning streak. The Tar Heels were 85-82 losers to number 17 Florida State in the ACC final, giving the Seminoles their first tourney crown since joining the conference in 1991. Tournament MVP Michael Snare pumped in 18 and helped the Noles hit 11 of their 22 three-point attempts. North Carolina trailed by as many as 16, and they lost despite 23 points by Harrison Barnes. Michigan State has its first Big Ten tournament title since its 2000 national championship run. Brandon Wood scored a season-high 21 points as 8th-ranked Spartans held off number 7 Ohio State 68-64. St. Bonaventure had been a bubble team in the NCAA tourney until the Bonnies knocked off Xavier 67-56 to win the Atlantic 10 tourney in an automatic berth. Conference Player of the Year Andrew Nicholson had 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 blocked shots. Well, Iowa will host Dayton in the National Invitation Tournament on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., the first postseason trip for the Hawkeyes since 2006. The Hawkeyes earned a number 7 seed to the NIT, while the Flyers are seeded second. But the Flyers won't have their home court available because it's being used to host the first round of the NCAA tournament. That means Iowa's last trip to the postseason came 6 years ago when it was stunned by Northwestern State in the first round of the NCAA tourney. Dayton, which plays in the Atlantic 10, fell to Xavier in the conference tournament. The Hawkeyes got beat by eventual Big Ten tournament champion Michigan State in Indianapolis on Thursday. Now, the winner will face either LSU or Oregon in the second round. We'll have that Iowa versus Dayton game live here Tuesday night here on the radio. Tomorrow night, 6:30 is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Northern Iowa also made the NIT field as the Panthers, who are 19-13, will play at St. Joseph's in a first-round game Wednesday night. That game tips at 6:15. The St. Joseph's squad is 20-13 on the season coming into that matchup. Washington and Seton Hall are the number 1 seeds in the NIT after they were left out of the NCAA tournament. Tennessee and Arizona also got top seeds Sunday night for the 75th NIT, which begins Tuesday and concludes with the March 29th championship game at Madison Square Garden. Drexel, snubbed by the NCAA selection committee, got a number 3 seed. Other notable teams in the 32-team field are Miami, Mississippi State, Northwestern, Nevada, and Oral Roberts. Drexel and Oral Roberts had the most wins among teams not chosen for the NCAA tournament, each won 27 of their 33 games. From Final Four to the CBI, Butler has a chance to reach another championship game, though it's in the College Basketball Invitational. Left out of the NCAA tournament and the NIT after a disappointing season, the Bulldogs accepted an invite to the 16-team CBI on Sunday. The small school from Indiana, who was runner-up in the NCAA tournament the past 2 years, will host Delaware in the opening round Wednesday night. Pittsburgh, a perennial Big East power, is also headed to the CBI. Ashton Gibbs and the Panthers host Wofford on Wednesday. The 5th annual CBI begins Tuesday with Milwaukee at TCU, Washington State at San Francisco, and Princeton at Evansville. One-time NCAA tournament darlings Loyola Marymount, Kent State, and Indiana State are among the teams in this year's CollegeInsider.com postseason tournament. Those pairings were announced Sunday night in the 32-team field, expanded from 24 last season and 16 the year before. Also includes Rice, Utah State, Robert Morris, Old Dominion, Yale, and Weber State. The 4th annual CIT begins Tuesday. The single elimination tournament uses an old NIT model in which matchups in future rounds are determined by the results of the previous round. The games are played at campus sites. Santa Clara beat Iona in last year's CollegeInsider.com postseason tournament. Drake will play in that tournament as well. The Bulldogs, who are 17-15 this year, will be at home on Wednesday night in a 7 o'clock tip time. They'll face off against a 17-14 North Dakota State squad in the first round. Carly Tritt scored 8 of her 19 points in Creighton's 14-2 finishing run in a 53-38 win over Drake in the Missouri Valley Conference Women's Tournament final on Sunday. Sarah Nelson and Mackenzie Fusion added 12 points apiece as the third-seeded Blue Jays prevailed in a matchup of underdogs and earned their first NCAA tournament berth since 2002 and their 4th overall. Creighton also won the men's conference tournament last week. Rachel Hackbarth had 15 points and 14 rebounds for 7th-seeded Drake, the 25th double-double of the season for the league's Player of the Year. Hackbarth totaled 65 points and 45 rebounds in 4 tournament games, and Morgan Reed added 10 points for the Bulldogs, who beat Creighton in both of their regular season meetings. In high school basketball on the weekend, junior Jeremy Morgan had 26 points as Iowa City West capped an undefeated season by beating Sioux City East 67-52 in the Class 4A Boys State Championship game. Dondre Alexander scored 14 for the Trojans, who became just the 4th school in Iowa to have its boys and girls teams win state crowns in the same year. Iowa City West rolled out to a 37-15 lead and cruised from there, winning its 4th state title and first since 2000. Highly touted Iowa recruit Adam Woodbury had 16 points and 9 rebounds for Sioux City East. The Trojans dealt with the 7-foot-1-inch Woodbury by shooting around him, hitting 43% of their shots and shooting 8 of 17 from the 3-point line. Jordan Ashton scored 20 points, and Mount Pleasant hung on for an epic 66-62 win in double overtime over Western Dubuque in the Class 3A title game Saturday night. Blake Vandenberg added 16 points and a dozen rebounds for the Panthers, who blew a 10-point lead but rallied in double OT after Ashton had fouled out. Also in consolation play on Saturday, in the 3A consolation game, Bishop Heelan Catholic defeated Grinnell 69-54. In the 4A consolation, it was Ankeny over Linmar 66-49. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, defending Sprint Cup champion Tony Stewart made a bold move to take the lead on a late restart, and he held off Jimmy Johnson for a redemptive win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Sunday. Frustrated by a pit mishap at Las Vegas a year ago, Stewart dipped below the two leaders from the second row to take the lead with about 30 laps left. He pulled away from Johnson on three more restarts over the final 17 laps for his first win on the 1.5-mile tri-oval in the desert. Johnson made a run at Stewart with four laps left, but couldn't get around him or get close again. Johnson finished second after starting at the back of the field in a backup car. In golf, Justin Rose has pulled off comeback win at the World Golf Championships Cadillac Championship, closing with a 2-under-par 70 for a 16-under total. Bubba Watson finished one shot back following a 2-over 74. Watson carried a three-shot lead into the final round. Tiger Woods quit yesterday. He had to withdraw after 11 holes because of soreness in his left Achilles tendon. It's the same Achilles that he injured last year at Augusta National, which eventually caused Woods to miss two majors last year. The severity of that injury won't be known until Woods has it evaluated. George McNeil birdied the last three holes for a 3-under-69 to rally past Japanese star Ryo Ishikawa and win the Puerto Rico Open. McNeil finished at 16-under-272 to earn $630,000 for his second career victory. In the NBA yesterday, Philadelphia beat New York 106-94. It was the LA Lakers topping Boston 97-94. Cleveland outscored Houston 118-107. Orlando a 107-94 winner over Indiana. It was Milwaukee topping Toronto 105-99. Memphis over Denver 94-91. Atlanta down Sacramento 106-99. And Golden State got by the LA Clippers 97-93. In the National Hockey League, Florida shut out Carolina 2-0. Washington 2-0 over Toronto. It was Calgary over Minnesota 4-3. St. Louis 2-1 over Columbus. Los Angeles topping Chicago in a shootout 3-2. It was the Rangers over the Islanders 4-3 in overtime. New Jersey beat Philadelphia 4-1. Pittsburgh 5-2 over Boston. In NFL news, Titans owner Bud Adams wants to sign Peyton Manning and says he'll do whatever is necessary to convince the four-time NFL MVP to come to Tennessee. He's even offering up a job in the front office once Manning's playing career ends. Adams told the Tennessean on Sunday that he's contacted Manning's agent, Tom Condon, to express his interest and ask for the quarterback to visit the Titans. Manning visited Denver on Friday and spent more than 6 hours in Arizona on Sunday. Adams said, "I want Manning. I'd love to see him in Titan blue after watching him play so many years with the Colts. I want him, and I'm ready to do what it takes to get him aboard, and I think he'd be the guy to get us into the playoffs." The 89-year-old owner has watched his franchise miss the playoffs 6 times in the last 8 seasons, with one-and-done postseason appearances in 2007 and 08. A person with knowledge of the situation says receiver Randy Moss will work out today for the San Francisco 49ers. Moss is attempting to make an NFL comeback after a year out of pro football. And the NFL has set its 2012 salary cap at $120.6 million, an increase of just $225,000. All teams must be under the cap by Tuesday when unrestricted free agents can sign with a team. If a club has salary cap room remaining at the end of the season, it can carry it over to 2013 as long as it notifies the NFL by the day before the 2012 season comes to an end. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.